from KQED.
California is one of 28 states that requires hospitals publicly reveal how many people get infections while in their care. These infections can be dangerous, even deadly, and the patient advocates who pushed for these laws argued hospital administrators and state regulators weren't making infection control enough of a priority. The question now is whether this public shaming really works. The California Report's Sarah Varney has more.
What's worse, losing face or losing money? That psychological quandary could be critical to ridding the nation's hospitals of avoidable infections like MRSA and other antibiotic-resistant bugs. Under a barrage of new state laws and Medicare rules, hospitals are now forced to report infections or face financial penalties. That's left hospital administrators like Clark Todd of Pacific Hospital in Long Beach weighing the cost of fessing up with the cost of fines.
If we hide it from the public, then the tendency to keep the status quo is stronger than ever, and that's just not going to get the job done.
And there is a job to get done. As a result of infections from routine surgeries and everyday hospital care, like catheters that deliver food, water, and medicine to patients, some 100,000 people die every year in the U.S. Millions more are harmed. Leah Binder is CEO of Leapfrog, a group of large employers that pushes for public reporting.
You can't have this kind of rate of error in the airline industry, or you're shutting your doors. You're done.
My name's Dave Meyer. I live in Fair Oaks, California, and I was a general contractor before my accident.
Dave Meyer snapped his ankle during a motorcycle accident several years ago. While in the hospital, his ankle became infected with an antibiotic-resistant bacteria. He had surgery after surgery, and still it didn't heal. Finally, his doctor suggested cleaning the wound.
Imagine taking an ice cream scoop and just taking half of your foot off. That's kind of the way it looked to me, just this gaping hole.
This human suffering and the subsequent medical costs are largely avoidable, say federal health officials. Indeed, scores of hospitals across the nation have effectively eliminated infections. At Pacific Hospital in Long Beach, hand washing is so routine, the nurses complain their hands are chapped.
Hospitals are dirty. We clean very good certain areas. We wash our hands. We demand clean uniforms, but we don't clean the patients.
The hospital hired Dr. Alfonso Torres Cook 5 years ago to bring down its infection rate. Back then, the medical staff viewed infections as largely unavoidable and treated them with antibiotics. Now, walking around the hospital, Torres Cook greets everyone with a warm smile, including the janitor who lets us into a closet that contains one of the weapons in the hospital's anti-infection arsenal.
So this is the UV light that we purchased about maybe 4 years ago. The air comes through it. It's passed through these lamps, and it's clean.
And under Torres Cook's direction, nurses here wash patients every day, and janitors are given enough time to properly clean rooms. At first, the employees were skeptical, but CEO Clark Todd says the public reporting laws and financial penalties from private insurers and Medicare have helped his cause.
I think that gives administrators like me even more reason to get involved in this matter and more clout with their medical staffs to work against some of these traditional behaviors.
Indeed, researchers have found that concern over public image is a more powerful motivator than even fear of losing market share. Still, the stigma of infections and fear of lawsuits can make hospitals reluctant to report. When the law went into effect in California, 19 hospitals out of 400 didn't send in any data. At this point, state regulators aren't imposing penalties. There are other concerns. Competitors may undercount, making more honest players look bad. And some hospitals simply do more surgeries or have sicker patients.
It is absolutely true that the measures are not perfect and don't adequately account for some of the differences among patients.
Nancy Foster is vice president of the American Hospital Association. She says there are proven techniques to prevent infections caused by tubes inserted into large veins, but urinary tract infections are not as well understood.
We know one of the best things we can do is to get the catheter out of the patient as quickly as possible, but knowing how to prevent that infection when a patient has to have a catheter for a long time is really still science in the works.
It will be some time before patients can know the full risk of entering their local hospital. Most states publish just a short list of infections. Even Medicare is starting off slow. asking hospitals to report only catheter-associated infections this year. Those that don't forfeit 2% in their reimbursements. For patients who come to the hospital hoping to get well, this double-barreled approach, public reporting and amped-up financial sanctions, may be the best cure for what has proven to be a chronic condition in hospitals. For the California Report, I'm Sarah Varney.
We've got a lot more about hospital-acquired infections and what you can do to protect yourself. Look for the link to Health Dialogues at our website, californiareport.org.